Warm. Warm inside and out. We can only appreciate the bundled warmth of snuggling against someone when it contrasts with the cooler exterior space, a nest of blankets tangled around you and a lover next to you, adjusting how much you've covered to achieve optimal temperature, optimal comfort. And once you're the most comfortable, you can adjust clothing and blankets and get to where the cool air might touch you just the right amount, and the warm parts of you can be steeped in heat. In chillier spaces, we stay warm enough for a long time. When it's hot out, we can end up too warm. Bodies contributing to bodies contributing, cascaded in the heat, exalting in a body made to store that heat and which uses it in your musculature, running hotter than many other creatures. Just by default, think about the great energy in the beating of your heart, the powerful flow moving through your body. Just as you run, moving constantly, parts of you deeply, deeply threading within even when you are still. Now feel a connection, even when you are still. A hand against a partner's skin, even when you are still connected. Even if your hand is by your side, it is still, in a very real sense, touching. Touching the air, touching your partner, touching by proximity, peaceful, in this place. None of your excess exertion need be devoted to anything outside of here. Just movement and thoughtlessness. Anything which is going to happen happens automatically. Trance moves along its best. When we don't bother helping it, you're doing it to yourself. And you've got me and this warm imagery to flow through, to dislodge what's stuck and get your body from being merely one system dedicated to warm, slow inflows, and instead your form networked with a partner's. You trap heat, it keeps in the loop, keeps you warm, keeps you deeply, superly, sleepily, deeply down, in the pleasure of intimacy coming to ground with nearness, association, and snuggling. Store this memory. Whenever you cuddle, night-night pet, whenever you move warmly in pursuit of warmth, think of a trusted companion, laden and leaden around and against you. Remember the warming of more than one person. Remember or pre-member, seeking experiences and fantasies and applying them with hypnotic intensity. Remember, warming means body heat tends to bounce back and forth, each of you evening the other's temperatures, each of you adjusting your coverings to reach a uniformed and homogeneous comfort level, making things more at ease. Everything's all right. Meditate on snuggling tight at night and envision with me what might happen if you have different temperature preferences and you lay the bed out accordingly and you cuddle accordingly. Couch, pillow fort, wherever you are, you can get comfortable. Your goal of the right level of warmth, allowing other considerations to dull. If it is comfortable, if you are cuddling, if everything is all right and you breathe deep as you snug tight, then you adapt. Thicker clothing, maybe, that would be fine, but you could adapt. Snuggling closely, that would be best, making you warm and wrapped in a nesting process of bonding, blanket wrapping, personable deepness. Comfortable bed, too, for you to sink into with deepness. The weight and warmth of embrace. An embrace from trusted place. Giving drives and space for getting warm. Getting healed from the chill. You may have different temperature preferences, so you negotiate and move to it hypnotically, automatically, instill in you an expectation that you can envision ways to get comfy. Ever so easily, deeply, droopily down, where all the energy's gone to ground. So you're drained. focused on your goal with vital functions ticking onward under control through being controlled. Your body in cuddling heat, your focus on the tingle of getting to just the right comfort level, making other things less relevant, fading them out as the place where heat is shared becomes the only place there. Feel free to increase your embrace and adjust surface area. Pay attention for the adjustment of surface area in the other direction. Give and take. Warm, but don't bake until similar to you. You're warm and joined into switches inside of you. Barriers to unity falling down, more homogeneous, more even temperature. Is there really a divide at all? Setting aside the notion of you alone, just a ball of warm, cuddling, more extensive than normal, more space, and therefore you joined into something which can do more, accomplish and achieve more, with less effort as your body warms. Lubricated, limber, and capable, warm. A more complex system that is able to regulate, to allocate. If you start to feel yourself growing too warm, imagine that heat has somewhere to go, so warm, shedding that warmth into places you know your partner's form. In this warming endeavor, the thermal regulation will slide ever deeper down. Now, too warm turns into just warm enough as the adjustments are automatic, so they are less galling, less bothersome to your relaxation. They're going to happen. Better to classify needing to adjust as an unavoidable part of deep, deep trust and sinking degrees of contact. The most natural thing in the world, to touch, caress, get warm, but make the warm more even through touching all over. If you're invited in, then reach the best comfort the two of you can find, or more of you can find. Cuddling warm and inside your mind, you know if you have to adjust further, you will find a way to proceed in thermal comfort. Snuggled up, bundled up, all things fade, and that is enough for night-night pet as displayed inside your brain. The warm, deep relaxation remains. Being warm does tend to make us drowsy, sleepily. And we can use that. Drowsy, sleepily, deeply want to hibernate in the warm, because our muscles are soothed and our form is amorphous, joined as it is, at ease and warm muscles. Massaged, you or a warm cuddler's touch doesn't matter. There's no divide. What's good for you is much good for everything about the larger, expanded, warm, commingled, hypnotic you. And if you touch and deliver massage and pleasure, no, you didn't. The vast organism you are delivered pleasure using hands which once were singularly yours. Until it is all just right. Until you're held tight and things that normally get in your way drift very far away. As are you drifting away, carried on words into comforting sensation, warmed through and through. Place of profound closeness mingling the divide between you and you. I mean you and, wait, no I do. Any touch indeed contributes to the commingling, to the need. Visualize the beating of a heart, the slow movement of breath. All the movements of you are not just good, they're twice as good. You and companionable cuddling or three times as good as warm and vital, muddling your mind and system of thermal management, merging to make it even more easy, even more comfortable, working together even in cool surroundings for warmer, in warm surroundings for cooler, leaning on one another through maybe not leaning on one another, if you need to just be supported in being more cool. It is always acceptable to adjust your position. It is always okay to get cooler and cooler in your shored system, now shored up well, and your shared system, now shared and you can tell. Try variants of the usual sleeping position, rearranging. Find what's optimal and sink the body into its morphable amorphousness in a system of you and your partner, one beast and one body. You and an extensive network of many beast, many body, accomplishing more than you could before, at least when it comes to staying warm or cooling down instead. Reaching up both sides of the bed, adjusting fans, adjusting blankets, a breeze across your body, pleasant diversion, across the expansive coolness of all of you helping all of you be soothed and comfortable. This system that is you and your partner together can accomplish more than you could on your own. And when I say partner, I mean the body you're part of. You don't know how many parts have been subordinated into mindless pursuit of maximum comfort. It probably doesn't add up to that much movement overall, given it's going to fall away and you will fall when you are maximally at ease. The warm comfort, please. Coolness of the environment and treating more like these. Vanishing a breeze across your body again, shared system, inviolate and constantly penned up in purple light. In the deep inside, you're warm, wrapped tight, ready, a system cleansed of outside responsibility. Because you and your partner share a goal. You and your body share a goal. All other warmth that buoys up around you joins you, sharing a goal that you know makes us more than we are. Feel your body beating slow, at rest and deep in descent to another place, within and drifting, keeping pace again. And if all that happens is someone falls asleep this way, in luxurious, perfectly temperatured rest, then sinking further, well, you're sharing bodies and thoughts and all that's best. So wouldn't it be best if you rest now? When one falls asleep, the other won't be far behind. Warm as you are and melty in your hypnotized mind, post-hypnotically bound to how you magnetically bind. Thermal regulation, gifted back in kind. Minds united in meditating on the meaning of shared warmth. Cuddling, long sessions, and a season's nap that might boil over, into more warm, more companionability, more comfort, more companions there. You see, you feel that all these meditations are a soothing nothingness, a progress toward destinations you know, and deepness with which you glow. When you forget it, that's just a sign of how deep you go. That's where you want and need to be. One less thing out there to get in the way, one more warm tool down here focused on with me, focusing indeed on being oh so warm, stable, peaceful, peaceable, optimally positioned, connected in your mind, bound to your partnered body in a well-done bind. Sympathetic pleasure, if some part is too cold, and I use the words part advisedly, for this symbiotic gestalt, this thing where it's nobody's fault for stealing the blankets, because everybody gets covered. Rubbing against your lover for warmth and doing with less blankets, getting more blankets and giving space and comfort in turn. This builds good habits, the automatic focus, not just turning more attention to it, but feeling the pull of the puppet string, the ring of you should be the right amount of warm, and you are joined to this form by touch and more and much, and that's where you need and want to be, because the less other things get in the way, the more you can focus here with me. Indeed, if you lose the thread, your mind comes back to your head, your bed, and the central core of attention, which, by the way, is your breath. Warm and deep in breathing, regular and comfortable, sheets of the right thickness, a place to truly find, settling down your mind and body in the bind of sleepy time. And if you fall asleep last, then some other rubbing, sleeping, dropping, drooping might drag your shared gestalt symbiotic body into soporific torpor at last. Thinking these things even once, no doubt spawns new ideas, new conceptual ways of looking at something as seemingly innocent as a snuggle against your lover. Now closeness is born out of fun. It's born out of this, of wanting to build and bind to warmer confines, to build hypnotic comfort into the background comfortability of your automated process. So learning helps you more with an excess of heat or of cool to abundantly adjust in united concert as you might with hypnosis with a hypnotist, a dominant lead or a dancing lead as you might follow a lead to a general purpose. Who's the lead? Probably you. If the lessons got deep, don't you want to get it deep into you? Where when it's inside, you're the leader in making sure the bed is comfortable and everyone's nicely tied to how they're hypnotized. warm together, sliding deeper, finding. When you don't know whose interests you're serving, it's easier to serve everyone's and just get comfortable now. And if one of you's asleep, I'm sorry. There you go. Now you know for next time. Pleading with your dripping, drooping, drowsy, somnic, somniphilic, or somnambulic companion, bound to drag everyone around down into the now seated sound of slumber.